Bald eagle webcams are all the rage all around the country. This time of year, the productivity of thousands of people drops as they become obsessed with watching the laying and hatching of the eagle's eggs and then the fledging of the cute baby birds. Well, the Pittsburgh region has not one, but two bald eagle cams, and a dramatic turn of events last weekend had many eagle watchers really concerned. A big windstorm blew over the giant hackberry tree where the pair of eagles in Hayes along the Monongahela River have nested for several years. There was one recently laid egg in the nest at the time. Jim Bonner, executive director of the Audubon Society of Western Pennsylvania, was on the scene the next day. His organization monitors the eagles with the Pennsylvania Game Commission and PIX Controller, Inc., which operates the camera.
Well, you could basically see nothing. Where there had been a tree, it wasn't there anymore. We weren't there more than just a few minutes when both birds did come flying over top. They circled around the area where the tree had been and then continued to move up and down the river.
Whew. The adult eagle seemed to be fine, but the egg...
We have to assume that it was broken. The area is rather inaccessible, so there was not a search of the ground at that time. But falling 50 or 60 feet, you'd have to expect an egg to break on impact.
And there was more bad news.
The bird was expected to be laying another egg. Usually they're 2 to 3 days apart. We have to assume she just expelled that somewhere else, whether it was just from a branch or went to the ground.
But Bonner says he fully expects the eagles to stick around and build another nest. The site has all the food, water, and protection they need to thrive. In fact, the Hayes eagles have been seen bringing twigs and branches to a new tree near where the old one fell. It's kind of a work in progress.
Eagles will continue to add and build on their nest for as long as the nests exist. So year after year, they bring in more sticks and they become quite large. Some have gotten up as many as 2,000 pounds.
He says it could take them as little as a couple of weeks to weave a new nest that's suitable for raising young. And some good news for eagle watchers is that the Hayes pair were at it a little bit early this year.
Based on past years, we were still thinking it was about 1 to 2 weeks before we would see the first egg. And if we go back over the past 5 years, previously it was towards the middle of March. So there's still plenty of time for them to have a successful season.
Why so early this year?
Have to ask her.
The other bald eagles being watched on a webcam near Pittsburgh, the Harmer Eagles, haven't laid their first egg yet. Bonner says a windstorm like the one that downed the Hayes Eagles tree is just one of the threats facing these birds.
They are dependent on our water quality and the fish that they feed on and feed their young. And although water quality in Western Pennsylvania is vastly improved from where it was 30 years ago, there still are some challenges.
They can also suffer from secondary poisoning from rat killers used on the animals they prey on. Bonner says, sure, it's hard to watch something like the eagle's nest and the egg bite the dust. But the cameras capture just one small example of the cycle of life and death that's unfolding all around us.
And so when we're looking at it, we have to understand that that's nature, that we're best to keep hands off. They've evolved over, tens of thousands of years to know how to take care of their young, how to build a nest, how to take care of these things. And as long as we kind of get out of their way, they'll do well.
I spoke with Jim Bonner at his office at the Audubon Society of Western Pennsylvania. The Hayes camera is still picking up sightings of the eagles there, though they're harder to see. There's a link at our website, alleghenyfront.org.